opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What up? What's happening? Number to reach is 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 140. Nats baseball comes your way. At that time, it is the series finale of Nats and Brewers. It's also the final game for the Nats for the All-Star break. It is a massive, massive Nats baseball day here on The Fan. At about 6 p.m. Eastern time tonight, we'll find out who the newest members of the Washington Nationals are as the Major League Baseball draft is tonight. Give you a little preview of that and who I want to see come to our nation's capital. We'll do that as we roll throughout the program. Also talk about NBA Summer League, and it has been a very interesting start to Summer League for the Wizards and for, you know, some of the other top stars in the draft. The Wizards had their Summer League opener on Friday night. They play again tonight, and I will be very open, honest, and transparent about how the Summer League opener went for the Washington Wizards. It was good for some, not good for others, is the best way that I can describe it. Good for some, not good for others. Lucky for them, and those that did not play well, the Wizards get another crack at it coming up tonight. They tip off at 8 p.m. Eastern time. It'll be Wizards and Nets, so we'll get to see. We were relishing over the matchup of Alex Saar versus Kamal Maluach on Friday night. Now we get to see the Wizards Summer League squad against five different first-rounders. That was the big story with the Brooklyn Nets during the NBA draft, is that they drafted, they had five picks. A lot of people thought those five picks would be packaged in order to move up and get a player of their liking. That was not the case at all. They kept all five first-round picks, and right now they're getting the chance to, you know, run an NBA crash course right now in Summer League. So super excited for that matchup later tonight. I do want to get into the Washington Nationals, though. And something that stood out to me, and it's been kind of weird, honestly, when you think about, you know, just how electric this young man has been. It's been, wow, that was a voice crack if you ever hear one. When you think about how electric, you know, this young man has been, the streak that we're bearing witness to right now is interesting. I'm not going to panic over it because we know what this dude has been all year long. But the last couple of nights for James Wood at the plate have not been very good, is the best way that I would put it. Nats yesterday, 6-5 losers. Obviously, Kyle Finnegan getting walked off. Milwaukee wins, you know, in dramatic fashion. But he was 0 for 5 from the plate and struck out 4 times. James Wood, this is the most annoying thing ever. I have this ESPN ad that keeps coming up as I'm trying to read James Wood's stat line, game log from the last couple of nights. In his last 3 contests, James Wood has been struck out 8 times. He was 0 for 3 in the series finale against St. Louis. He was 0 for 3 in game 1 of the series on Friday night. Then he was 0 for 5 at the plate last night and was struck out 4 times. Now, on Friday night at least, I believe he got walked once on Friday night. But it's interesting to see a slump right now for James Wood. The timing of it to me is unique because you have the home run derby coming up tomorrow or Tuesday. I think it's Monday night, actually. Yeah, coming up tomorrow night. So I don't know if it's a situation of him pressing because that's coming up or if he is just going through what all 22-year-olds go through, a slump, regression. I do not want to overreact to it. I do not want to make too much of it, but I figure that I would note it here this afternoon or here this morning as we're talking about the Washington Nationals and really how eventful and impactful this last week has been for them. Obviously, this day a week ago, they were getting ready to play the Boston Red Sox. They ended up getting swept in that series, and then boom, there goes the neighborhood. Out goes Mike Rizzo. Out goes Davey Martinez. And now they're replaced by, you know, Miguel Cairo and Mike DiBartolo. And the question is, from here to the end of the season, what can really DiBartolo do to really keep this job long term? What can he do to keep this job long term? It's something we've talked about a ton locally during the week. And to me, the question remains the same here. And I think as we get into this All-Star break, as there is a little bit of downtime, you will get to find out exactly what this group is going to do moving forward and whether or not there'll be any changes. The big thing that me and Danny Rie talked about on Friday was, well, if he's gonna have the power of an interim GM, then there's nothing he can do. But if he's going to have the power and the say-so of a guy that's going to be here long-term, then we'll get to see him put his fingerprints on this baseball operation. The highlight of yesterday, though, although it was a loss, and although it was a loss in really dramatic fashion, you got to see Brady House make Milwaukee his house when you think about the way this young man was at the plate. His first at-bat, he gets struck out swinging, and then in the fourth, 427-foot rocket for Brady House, and it is his first career home run. That was, to me, the highlight of yesterday. Anybody who was watching, it was probably the highlight of yesterday for you, too, seeing the third baseman of the future for the Washington Nationals finally go yard, finally, you know, get that monkey off of his back talking about a home run. It was super fun to see. And to me, hopefully it's a sign of good things to come because he's another guy that, you know, if this rebuild is going to be expedited, if this rebuild is going to be expedited, if this rebuild is going to get kickstarted, you need guys that are already up and out of your system, right? You need those guys playing up to their ability. I think we saw that yesterday with Brady House. We've seen that with Brady House. He's batting 270 since he's come up. So it's not like it's been a struggle for him at the plate. He just hasn't hit a homer yet to this point up until yesterday. And he said, huh, one's not good enough for you. Let me give you 2. And the coolest thing about it was, actually, now that I'm really thinking about it, the reaction of Brady House's teammates, I think, is what really brought it all together for me and what made it a big surreal feeling for me. You got to think, like, in a season where not a lot is going right, in a season where it has been a major struggle for the most part, having a game like yesterday, even if it's in losing fashion, where your third baseman of the future shows major power and major signs of dogness, I guess, at the plate, it's always a good sign. So super excited for Brady House, super excited for the Nats. The series finale for Washington comes up here tonight. We also saw something else happen yesterday, and when it comes to the Nats, and I think this to me is probably more important, probably more relevant when it comes to this group. The starting pitcher from yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, right? And I want to confirm this tenfold, 110% before I say it and I am wrong. So I'm going to go back to my very credible X-App source, our guy Mark Zuckerman. He tweeted this out, and so it was actually Bobby Blanco that tweeted this out. The Nationals, at about 8:30 last night, optioned Shinosuke Ogasawara to AAA Rochester. So he is not going to stay in the rotation. And Bobby Blanco asked the new skipper in D.C., Miguel Cairo, about the lefty's future in the rotation after the All-Star break, and he was non-committal. So, what does this mean? What does this mean? You know what I got to immediately thinking? Is it time? Is it time? I immediately got to think, is it time? And some Nats fans are out there thinking, time for what? What are you talking about? Is it time for Cade Cavalli? Because think about when Shin first got the start. Was it last weekend, last Saturday, I think? And what the thought was before it was announced that he was going to be the starter. The thought was, well, this will be Cade Cavalli time. This will be the time that he gets pulled up. That ultimately, right, that ultimately was not the case. So we got to see Shin. Yesterday, he wasn't horrible. Lasted four, giving up three runs, was beat up a little bit, but showed a little bit more command and control at the plate than we had seen in the previous start. But I think overall, it's very clear, like, he is a good story. He's a fun story. Probably not a major league, big league pitcher. A starter at that, at least, you know. Definitely not a starter. Maybe down the line, you know, he's a reliever or a closer, a middle reliever, however you want to, you know, put him into your roster. I just think it's very clear over his two starts at the big league level that, he's probably doesn't have it. And that's okay, because not everybody's going to have it. And that's the thing about being a young pup, right? It's all good. Now, the ramifications of him being option to Rochester is, what is the corresponding move? What happens as a result of that? I think it means we see Cade Cavalli soon. I may be reaching with this. I know Cavalli was kind of struggling down in the minors, getting beat up a little bit. But I think at some point here in the second half of the season, as a matter of fact, I know at some point here in the second half of the regular season, we are going to see Cade Cavalli start. Right? We are going to see a Cade Cavalli start. How he fares in that start, what he is moving forward, is up for him to decide. Because as it currently stands, when you talk about Harleen Susanna, and when you talk about Travis Sikora, the arms in the Nats system, less than to be desired. It's not like they've got a couple of aces walking around downstairs. It's not at all what it is. So if Cade Cavalli can show some sort of life, then you feel a whole lot better about your situation when it comes to your pitching staff. The other thing that you'd feel a lot better about, too, are we ever going to see Josiah Gray? Will Josiah Gray ever turn into what this franchise, what this organization hopes that he turns into? Who knows? But still awaiting the 27-year-old's first start of the season. I know, in all likelihood, and maybe Bennett, you can help me out with this. Probably not going to see Josiah Gray at all this year, right? Probably not. Doubt it. I don't think we will. But he's another guy that's a key part of what they want to do moving forward. And the ironic thing about it was, like, 2023 for Josiah Gray was spectacular. Looked good. Looked like a guy that could be a staple of your organization moving forward. But, you know, it kind of is what it is. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Any calls on the Washington Nationals? We'll talk all things Nats this opening hour of the program. One final game for the Curly W's before they enter the All-Star break. James Wood going to get to participate in the Home Run Derby tomorrow. Hopefully, he is able to put the last three starts behind him where he was struck out 8 different times. So, you hope he's able to turn the corner. We also got the Major League Baseball draft coming up tonight for the Washington Nationals. I'll tell you who I want to see come home to our nation's capital. Plus, we'll talk about something that Ken Rosenthal brought up earlier this week, and we touched on it a little bit this week during Grant and Danny, but I'll dive into it in full detail here this afternoon. What should the Nats' mentality be coming up at the end of the month, 2 weeks from now, at Major League Baseball's trade deadline? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Shane is in Virginia. What's chiming in? What's up, Shane?
Hey, what's going on? First of all, I love the show, like always. You know that.
Appreciate you, man. Yeah, you're actually in town, buddy?
No, I'm still over here, but I'm getting ready to head out tomorrow, so I can't wait to get back. But anyhow, look, we're hindered by the worst ownership in baseball, right? They call it what you want, the learners. It doesn't matter. As long as they own this team, that's why can't wait when they were starting to sell, and then all that fell through. No, we're hindered to what the learners do. All we're going to be is a farm league for MLB. You know they're not going to sign James Woods. If they do, it's going to be like a 12-year, the back end, they're going to have to pay for 80 years on that. Like, it's not going to happen. Like, until we get that. And what I like to see, start playing these young talents. We'll start seeing what these young guys can do, right? Another thing, the draft. There's a great pitcher at the University of Tennessee right now that should go number one. And if the Nats mess that up, then they're nuts. You know, I'm a big Volunteer fan, and just look at that roster at the University of Tennessee right now. They got major league players ready, and Doyle right now is going to be the number one pick. I think he should be. He's a great pitcher, and that's what we need, young pitcher, right? That's how you win in this league, and we have no pitching. It doesn't matter what you have on the plate. We got to have young arms, and we don't have that. If you look
so
at
you
the,
think,
when we
so,
won
so,
the World
so you're a guy that thinks you're a guy that thinks Doyle should go number one over Kane
absolutely.
Anderson. That's interesting.
Who doesn't?
He's in the mix, though, for sure.
If you look at what his projective is, he's the number one prospect right now in all baseball. Look what he did this year at University of Tennessee in the Super Regional. Like, this kid, he's a baller. And anytime you can throw 100 and 103, 104,
they call that gas, Shane.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. His slider is at 96, 97. So, you know, he's a young Randy Johnson, in my opinion. He's not as tall. But that's what we need. We need young pitching. And why not start with right now in the draft? And
it's going to be interesting.
But the long thing it is, the learners got to sell. We got to sell.
I
they got to get out of the town.
So, I agree.
Anyway,
Shane, I appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. 1-800-636-1067. Bennett, I promise we'll go to break here. So let's get Scott in Silver Spring before we take our first time out. What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's happening, man?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, I agree with what the previous caller said to an extent. However, we have some solid arms in the rotation. Gore is solid. I mean, Josiah Gray, healthy, is solid. And some of the other guys have shown promise. But too many times this year, we've had a lead in the fifth, sixth inning, and definitely in the late inning. Like we saw yesterday, Finnegan comes in. It
happened yesterday.
He walks a couple people because he's trying to paint the corners, and he can't. And he can't blow the ball past anybody. As soon as he starts throwing strikes, he gets hit hard.
Well, I'll tell you this. There's a reason, Scott, why DC was able to bring him back so late in the process because nobody wanted Kyle.
Nobody wanted him.
It'll be interesting to see, you know, what type of traction he is going to get at the deadline. I'll tell you what. Last night definitely does not help the Nats' cause of trying to flip him coming up at the end of the month. I'll tell you that.
The guy, what he said, the learners did not put any money in the bullpen.
At all.
Davey and Rizzo, I mean, don't get me wrong. They had years. But they were casualties of, I mean, think about where we were not long ago, man. Not long ago.
Are you talking about 2019?
No, well, I mean, the talent we had. The people right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, my whole thing is, Scott, not to cut you off. Go ahead.
The worst thing that ever happened to us was COVID. We won the World Series. Then the next year, the stands were empty. The learners are business people. They didn't get to recoup any of the money they put out.
No, they didn't. But at some point, though, Scott, it was 6 years. And I use that excuse for them every time I have a conversation like this. But at some point, you got to be able to look. Every hustler's been knocked down before, right? Right. Every hustler's got his product stolen at some point in time.
It doesn't stop the
operation. Is what I would say.
I'm from Northeast DC. I know what you're saying. Listen, but let me tell you, you can't compete with the Mets and the Braves and the Phillies if you're not going to spend money.
Point blank. And I think you hit it right on the head. I just think we all know at this point, it probably ain't spending no money. Scott, we appreciate you as always.
If you want to be the Tampa Bay Rays,
you want to be the Rockies, you want to be the Athletics, I get it. But at some point, as a fan, I guess I'll let you go on this. Do you ever have confidence that they'll begin to spend once again?
But right now we're trash. I mean, I don't want to say we're trash. We have a lot. Oh, really
we're trash.
Good young-
and I appreciate the call. We got to hit a quick timeout here, Scott. I appreciate you as always, man. That was interesting to start the show. If you got any more calls on the Nats, we'll take them at 1-800-636-1067. When we come back, I mentioned it. Brady House going yard twice yesterday. We'll let you hear the sounds of that next there on the Fan.
Opening day at this moment. Every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Just getting rolling as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon. You're tapped in to the Youngest in Charge and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 140. We are simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980 as well. Number to get at is 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. It will be Nats-centric for the better part of this program, and it is a massive day for the Curly W's, and not to exaggerate it at all, it's no exaggeration. The decision and the decisions that the Nats make tonight could shape the direction of this organization for years to come. You think about Bryce Harper back in 2010. You think about Steven Strasburg back in 2009. This is how the elite teams in Major League Baseball stay elite, right? I know baseball is a unique sport, and the cap doesn't exist, and it really is up to the most rich, powerful owners to make their franchise elite in a title contender. But we know that is not the case here in our nation's capital. So when it comes to the middle of July, I think the draft is uber, uber important. We'll talk about the draft in great detail as we continue to roll throughout the show. We'll also talk about what should be on the Nats' mind as they enter the trade deadline coming up at the end of the month. Also, we'll talk about James Wood and the Home Run Derby coming up tomorrow. Because he is slumping, or because he slumped the way that he did leading into this All-Star break, and obviously, you know, this afternoon he's got an opportunity to kind of right his wrongs here. I hope he rights his wrong. I think today if we find out, if he goes 0-for again at the plate and gets struck out multiple times. Yesterday, what was it? I got to pull up the box score here real quick. But yesterday it was four punch-outs. I struck out four different times. So It's been interesting. The other good thing that we saw yesterday, and I got to confirm and go back and look at the box score, Dalen Lyle has been a damn revelation for this group. Since we're talking about youngins that have had an impact, he had an on-base streak that ultimately got snapped on Friday because he didn't get on during his four plate appearances, but he registered another hit yesterday, and he took the bad boy yard. So Dalen Lyle has had a really strong month of July, and I thought he was damn good in the month of June as well. So seeing him continuing to play well, continuing to get on base, it's been cool to watch. Batting average up to .231 now. Not perfect. He had a struggle at the plate to really start off the year when he was first called up. And now I think you're just starting to see him get more and more comfortable. In the future, I think he is your right fielder of the future. I think it's gonna be James Wood left, Dylan Cruz in center, and then Dalen Lyle out in right. I think that is your best three outfielders. What does that mean for Robert Hassel? What does that mean for Alex Call? What does that mean for Jacob Young? As far as Alex Call and Jacob Young go, they may be guys that DeBartolo says, you know what? Thanks, but no thanks. Let me see if I can go recoup you to try and find a gem in someone else's farm system. Maybe that is the way that the Nats ultimately decide to go, but I do want to give flowers to Dalen Lyle because he was awesome and has been awesome over the month of July, and it really started in the month of June. He had the hit streak snapped on Friday night, but he put it behind him. He had the on-base streak, rather, snapped Friday night, put it behind him yesterday, though, and said, here, hold my beer. While I take the picture of the Milwaukee Brewers yard. So he's been awesome to watch, and he's another youngin that at 22 years of age has some promise. So it's hard because I catch myself double-talking all the time when saying, you know, man, they don't have young talent in this system. Man, you know, they need to replenish their system. But when you see guys like Dalen Lyle and Dylan Cruz took some BP yesterday, I believe, and should be on his way back sooner rather than later, you begin to think, you know what, maybe, just maybe, this Nats farm system isn't as bad as we think. But I know, obviously, that is subjective, and the consistency of the youngins is really what is most important and really what you want to see. Speaking of the youngins, holy cow, your third baseman of the future, Dylan Cruz, batting .271 heading into yesterday, had a day. Fourth inning, nobody on. Brady House saying, hello, here's my first career homer.
Pitch to Brady House. House launches one deep left field. Way back it goes, and Brady House has his first major league home run. That's into the second deck in straightaway left. Nationals lead 2-0. Brady House circles the bases for the first time in the major leagues with a long home run against Brandon Woodruff.
Dave Jagler on the call via the Washington Nationals radio network. Brady House going yard for the first time, and he's been honestly really good at the plate since he's been called up yesterday. He was 2-for-4, yesterday he was 3-for-4 at the plate, and you just continue to see his comfortability grow, and he is somebody that, you know, I'm super excited about, and I think Nats fans out there should be super excited about him as well. In terms of what he has done in the month of July, I think they've played, what, 8 games in the month of July? He's registered a hit in 7 out of those 8 games. So him getting more and more comfortable at the plate, I think, is a tremendous thing for this organization, because the bottom line is this: on a consistent basis, the only guys that are consistently making contact, it feels like, is C.J. Abrams, James Wood, and I'll give you Nathaniel Lowe. But other than that, it has been, you know, a lot of inconsistencies at the plate, but obviously yesterday special for Brady House as he was able to go yard in the fourth, and then with one on and two outs, he did it again in the top of the eighth.
2-0 delivery. Swing and a long drive to left field. This is way back. This one may go. It is going, and gone. Goodbye. Another home run. Clears the wall and up into the second deck. Close to where he hit his first Major League home run. And on the day when he hit his first, he hits his second Major League home run. A two-homer day for Brady House. And a two-out, two-run shot here in the top of the eighth inning gives the Nationals the lead. Bang! Zoom goes Brady House. It's the Nationals 4 and the Brewers 3.
That lead would not last for long as, Kyle Finnegan had a rough inning, is how I would put it. He was obviously walked off yesterday by the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Nats end up losing 6-5. Here's how it sounded yesterday. Kyle Finnegan costing the boys the W in heartbreaking fashion.
Finnegan delivers. Swing and a line drive. Base hit out of the reach of the drawn in low and down the right field line. And the game is over. The Brewers have won it. A bone crushing dagger of a defeat here at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The Brewers mobbing the rookie Caleb Durbin. After his line drive single out of the reach of Lowe and down the right field line, scores Monasterio, the pinch runner, with the winning run. And the Brewers come back with 3 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning and have won it by the score of 6-5.
That was Charlie Slows giving us the dagger of information. Kyle Finnegan really spoiling what was a damn good bullpen effort. Shin Ogasawara only goes 4, but Brad Lord doesn't give up a hit during his 2 1/3. Andrew Chafin comes in, doesn't get touched at all. Jose Ferrer gave up 2 hits, but got out of his inning clean. And you felt like, okay, Kyle Finnegan, this is your time to shine. And he shined all right. Shined like hot doo-doo on the concrete in the summer. Best way I could describe it. Obviously, though, It's been an up and down year for Kyle Finnegan. It was the big reason, you know, why his return to the nation's capital was so tumultuous and why it was so dragged out. He is not the closer that he once was. And this is like moves his record to 1-3 on the year. And it's been a struggle for him. And I hope, you know, for the Nats' sake, that yesterday doesn't change the opinions of folks around him in Major League Baseball, because he was, to me, one of your tradable assets. If a contender out there felt like they needed a veteran closer that can come in and finish out some games for him. But Kyle Finnegan continuing to show that maybe that is too much for him. A lot more to get to, though, as we take you around the DMV. Here on this Sunday afternoon, you're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 140. Nats baseball comes your way at that time, their final game before the All-Star break. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, it is All-Star break time. And what does that mean? It means you'll get to see James Wood participate in the home run derby. I'll tell you what type of shot I think he has coming up next as the Fan.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
1-800-636-1067 is the number here as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 140. If you're joining us on our sister station, the Team 980, welcome. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. Talking all things Washington Nationals as we take you in the Nats baseball here this afternoon. The series finale between the Nats and the Brewers. It's also the final game for the All-Star break for the old Washington Nationals. And this All-Star break going to be very interesting in terms of what happens internally. I think we always look at it as a break for the players and, you know, you get to, you know, go home and reset and refocus. And when you think about, you know, what this season has been for this group, you need the All-Star break. It comes at a perfect time because they've struggled. And there's been a lot of turnover. Obviously, Sunday, the moves that will change the course of this franchise forever, right? Davey Martinez, Mike Rizzo, both out. What does this front office do during this All-Star break? How important of a time is this right now for Mike DiBartolo to really lay out his message and what he wants for this organization moving forward? That's one reason why I look at this All-Star break and go, yeah, they need it for the players' sake to reset mentally and all that. But if you're Mike DiBartolo, like, this is the time for you to talk to the scouts and talk to the coaches and really lay the foundation of how you want this second half of the season to go, because despite what some of you out there may think, I fully believe that Mike DiBartolo has a legitimate shot of keeping this job long term. I genuinely believe that. I genuinely believe it. And the fact of the matter is, he probably is going to keep this job long term. And I don't think it's got to be an automatic negative thing to Washington Nationals fans. We'll talk about Mike DiBartolo in more detail as we get into this 11 o'clock hour, but it's going to be an interesting next week for this group. And I know it really starts tonight with the Major League Baseball draft, and we'll talk about which direction the Nats should go as we roll throughout the show here, but it really is going to be the first opportunity that DiBartolo has to potentially put his fingerprints, you know, on this organization. Now, here is the question and the thing that will obviously be at the front of everyone's mind as we enter tonight. What is DiBartolo looking for on draft night? Is he going to defer, you know, to the scouting director, Danny Haas, in their group? Or is he going to come in, put the hammer down and say, hey, this is my decision. I'm going with who I want to go with. Now, the interesting thing to me is obviously the timing of Mike Rizzo and company getting blown out. By last Sunday, I'm pretty sure if you're the Nats, there's no new data coming out. You probably already had a pretty firm, concrete idea of who you were going to select with the first overall pick. Now, obviously, I think they pick again and would pick number 35. But, like, at that point, you know, the board is going to dictate who you pick. But in terms of where they're going with the number one overall pick, that decision's probably been made, you know, for a while. And I honestly feel like we're not going to see anything different here tonight. Now, I could be completely wrong, and we'll probably never know because they're just not going to make us privy to that type of information. But I have a hard time believing that DiBartolo is going to differ too much from what the plan was going to be, because think about it. It's not like he's coming from outside of the organization, right? He's been a guy that's been here. He's talked to the scouts. He's been a part of this process. And honestly, I think this is an opportunity for him to flex his muscles, right? If there was any type of dispute at the top about which way they should go, DiBartolo's the ultimate decision maker now. It's his team. What decision is he going to make? And that's the big question here. He is an analytics-driven guy. He is a critical thinker. And from what you read about him, a sharp, sharp baseball mind that's well-respected throughout Major League Baseball. The decision tonight is easy. It is. I think the decision tonight is very, very easy. What should that decision be? I'll tell you next here on The Fan. Grooving right along here on this Sunday afternoon as we take you around the DMV here on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. We tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 140. A lot more to get to as we continue our conversation surrounding the Washington Nationals. Busy, busy week ahead for the fellas. They'll play their series finale against Milwaukee. It'll be their final game before the All-Star break. That comes your way. Pre-game coverage gets rolling at 140. First pitch set for 210. Then later on tonight, about 6 p.m. Eastern time, we got the Major League Baseball draft, an opportunity for this franchise to hopefully expedite this rebuild and bring in a potentially franchise-altering talent. So that's massive. coming up tonight. And then tomorrow you got the Home Run Derby, James Wood participating in it. We talked about the struggles he's had at the plate over his last three contests, but I don't think that it's going to impact what he is able to get done tomorrow. And then a couple of weeks from now, we have the MLB trade deadline. So a lot going on with Washington Nationals. We'll break it all down over the next couple of hours here. As I mentioned, you can call us at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. As far as what the Nats should do tonight, there are honestly a few different directions that they could go. They can go with one of these college arms, whichever one of is your cup of tea, then choose them, whether it's Kate Anderson, whether it's Liam Doyle, whether it's Jamie Arnold from Florida State, whether it's the high schooler, Seth Hernandez. And look, it is rare. Hernandez is interesting to me, though. It's rare that you see a high school pitcher go 1-1, but in terms of what the spring was for this young man, he's generated a lot of buzz. A lot of buzz. But here is my thing and why I don't think they'll go with a guy like Seth Hernandez. This group needs somebody that's going to be a surefire, sure thing. And there is no guarantee. There's so much high risk that comes with drafting a high school arm, the amount of growth and development that's needed before they're ready to get caught up to the bigs is a tough decision to make. But some folks out there think that, like, hey, if you're going to do it, Seth Hernandez is the guy. I personally don't. I think, to me, it's either one of the three college arms, Kate Anderson, Liam Doyle, Jamie Arnold. Like, those are the three guys that I would look for if I'm going for a pitcher. The other interesting prospect here is Ethan Holliday. And when you think about the bloodline of Ethan Holliday, a lot of people consider him arguably the best player in this draft. But I don't think there is some massive gap between Ethan Holliday and Kate Anderson, per se. Right? And when you think about Holliday, realistically speaking, like, you draft him tonight, he probably isn't making his debut until 29 or 30. Talking about 2029 or 2030. And honestly, to me, like, he's a shortstop. If you take him, does it mean that you're moving on from C.J. Abrams at the deadline? No, but it's something I strongly consider. If you take Kate Anderson, does it mean that you're moving on from Mackenzie Gore automatically? No, but it's something that I'd strongly consider. Right? Like, I think, and we'll talk about what the Nats should do at the trade deadline coming up at 11, but to me, I think this decision probably influences, maybe it doesn't, and I'm just completely reaching, but I'd have to think that your decision tonight influences what you are going to do at the deadline. And we'll let you hear from Ken Rosenthal coming up momentarily and his thoughts on what the Nats should do at the deadline. But I think, to me, your decision tonight is probably going to influence the deadline. If I was the decision maker, if I was in the seat of Mike DiBartolo, I think it's very clear what I'm doing. Kate Anderson. It's Kate Anderson. To me, he is the safest pick that you can make tonight. And I think he's got the best shot of turning into a legitimate all-star, right? And I think he can do it the quickest. You think about the way his stock has rose since throwing a complete game in the College World Series, he looks like a guy that could be the ace of a staff. Now, I know some people are talking about him as like a 3-4 or a 2-3. I think he can be the ace of a staff. And I think he may have to be, depending on their confidence level and whether or not they can get Mackenzie Gore locked up long term. But I think it's very clear that Kate Anderson is probably the way that this group should go. And I feel like it's probably going to be the direction that they ultimately go. The question is going to be, how does it impact the trade deadline? I think it's Cade Anderson. The question then becomes, how does it impact the deadline? It could not impact the deadline at all. Imagine if you do have the confidence that you can re-sign a Mackenzie Gore, and then your staff of the future is all of a sudden playing itself out. You got Travis Sikora coming up at some point. Alex Clemmie has been awesome. And Josiah Gray is going to come back from injury. You all of a sudden, if you draft Cade Anderson, he turns out to be a guy for you, and you're able to extend Mackenzie Gore, your staff, honestly, could be set in stone by the 2026-2027 season, right? Like, it could be that sort of scenario for you here. That's why tonight is so important. What do you think they're going to do? What do you want them to do? 1-800-636-1067. The Nats with a golden opportunity tonight to shape the direction of this organization for years to come. They have the number one overall pick in the Major League Baseball draft. Which way should they go? My favorite, Cade Anderson, the left-handed stud out of LSU. What say you, though? 1-800-636-1067. We'll take your calls, plus let you hear from Ken Rosenthal and what he thinks the Nats should be doing at the deadline. That's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.